Page 42. Grammar Spotlight. Exercise A. Read the article. Notice the spotlighted grammar.
Dressing up and dressing down. Walk around any urban business district in the U.S., and you'll see a majority of office workers in business casual attire. Only a few will be wearing the more formal suits, skirts, and dresses seen in more conservative locations around the world. Business casual style developed in several steps, most people say in the U.S. state of Hawaii. Here's a little history. In 1966, the Hawaiian clothing industry was trying to sell more Hawaiian or aloha shirts. The industry encouraged Hawaiian businesses to let their employees wear these colorful print shirts to the office one day a week on Fridays. But the style became so popular that by 1970, it had become standard dress all days of the week there. The trend spread to the state of California, which has always had less office formality than the rest of the country. There, people called the trend Casual Friday. Later, in the 1990s, the concept got more of a boost, again by the clothing industry. It was during that time that a number of companies began promoting casual khaki pants. Lots of ads showed both men and women wearing them with dress shirts and blazers or sweaters. This look quickly became the new office standard. Some wished the pendulum would swing back towards a more traditional, elegant look. But plenty of other people say this is unlikely. In fact, more and more companies, particularly in the creative and technology sectors, now permit jeans and even t-shirts in the office. Many younger people are used to this look and would resist going back to more conservative office dress.